Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
It is Braves Pregame Daily for your Monday morning, June 14th, 2021. Chris Domino and Kevin McAlpin here as we reflect on a win for the Braves. They avoid being swept out of Miami yesterday. Chris, 6-4 was your final on a day where Drew Smyly, on his 32nd birthday, pitched well. I'm okay with the outing we got from him yesterday. Yeah. Braves gave him some early run support, a much needed victory heading into the off day here today.
Yeah. What word did you just use? We're going to reflect. It's sure. So much nicer to reflect on a win, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think we angrily, I think the term is angrily look back at a loss. I think we reflect on wins. I think we just learned something here today. Austin Riley, nice little piece. We'll get to the Ronald Acuna part of this whole thing. Hopefully not much. I do get nervous when people tell me, not a big deal. We'll see him in the next game. I always believe that when I see it. We'll see if Ronald Acuna is going to be back as early as Tuesday against the Red Sox. But it was a good day. Drew Smyly, I agree with you. It was one of those where you go, it wasn't ace stuff. We really need a win. Come on, ace. Go do your thing. But it was good enough. And at this point, what did we say yesterday? I saw that lineup. You saw that lineup. I don't care how. Certainly capable of anybody on a given day. And they were good enough to beat the Marlins yesterday. So, yeah, salvaging, I believe, is the other word probably. Some point by everybody last night.
Yeah, and look, a win is a win, and it's funny because you and I were talking before we went on the air yesterday when we saw that lineup come out. We said, Abraham Almonte hitting cleanup? Huh? What's that all about? Adrianza at shortstop, Kevin Smith behind the plate, Guillermo Heredia. You have three of your starting eight position players, Chris, weren't on your opening day roster. Heck, some of these guys weren't even on the team a month ago, and here they are. They're starting a game in Miami, and again, it was just good to get a win no matter how you can do it. You get a little help from the Padres as well as Tatis hits a grand slam and the Mets lose. Yeah. So you're five games back going into the off day here today. And look, it's still too early to look at standings. You just got to worry about winning games before you worry about what anybody else is doing. But a big opportunity now with a homestand with a couple of good teams coming in starting tomorrow night. You got the Red Sox and Cardinals. We'll talk more about that in tomorrow's show. Good to see, though, Austin Riley snap that over 17. Man, it has been hot and cold for Austin. He had a great month, and then the last week has been really a struggle for him. But on base five times, including another home run, 12th home run of the year yesterday. So good to see him get that bat going in yesterday's win.
Yeah, it was a four strikeout day, and you're kind of going, maybe this is, you know, maybe there's a return to normalcy. He's not a 315 hitter. He's not. Right. I mean, so at the end of the day, how do you not be a 315 hitter? You have some 0-for-4 thrown in, you bring it down a little bit, but on base five times yesterday, plus the home run is a great way to snap out of it, no doubt about it. I can live in a little bit of a feast and famine world with Austin Riley as long as the feast part is home runs. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as he's driving in runs, that's the big thing for me. The amount of home runs, sure, it helps him. He'll make more money. It'll look a little bit more impressive on a line on baseballreference.com. If it says 30 something for a first full-time full year starter at third base, that's great. But I'm going to look at how many runs he scores, and that is dictated by what people kind of do around him, certainly behind him. But how many runs is he driving in? And we had talked about the solo home runs, Kevin. I think on Friday or Saturday you said it was 90 home runs, 52 solos. Mm-hmm. You know, Austin Riley's one of those guys that when he hits them, I'd love them to be twos and threes. So it was a good day needed. Five games back, it's not insurmountable. It just, as we said last week, it felt like you had an opportunity to put some wins in the bank against lessers, and you didn't do it. Your reality is 61-39 before yesterday's game got you into 90 wins. Well, now you're 60-39, and you got to start whittling away. I don't care if you look at a big picture, next set of 10 games, whatever. It felt like last week was missed opportunity to bank a few. Now you have to make up for that by playing better opponents, and that certainly, let's just say on paper, is a little bit more difficult than it would have been.
And what did we learn this road trip? You don't play the games on paper, because it felt really good going into the road trip. Yeah. You take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. All right, you got a day off last Monday. You go to Philly and Miami. Well, that looks like 4 or 5 wins, and unfortunately just 2. But good to get that second one under your belt as you hit on the headed back on the charter last night for the night off tonight. As far as Acuña is concerned, I've got a feeling we'll see him in the lineup. I know you just said a moment ago you're okay. A little skeptical. You'll believe it when you see it tomorrow at 3 o'clock when the lineup comes out. But I do think that more precautionary than anything, get him out of there, get him a full day today to get treatment. I got a feeling we will see him back in the lineup tomorrow night.
Okay. I just know, and it seems like every once in a while we harken back to what was the Bobby Conn?
One more day.
It was always give a guy an extra day off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been around a long time, and I was like, I thought he said he was going to come back Thursday. And it just seems after a certain point, you realize, okay, what's really happening is everybody gets one more. So maybe that's hopefully the only thing that I was thinking about where I'm not sure if I'm going to see him Tuesday. Now, I will tell you this, certainly against Boston, they don't get the benefit of using the DH. Their bench will be a little bit better because they can use whoever they were going to do for that in a pinch hitting role. So let's see how they do playing against this team with quote unquote our rules. It will mean that something will be different, whether it's JD Martinez or something else. So they'll be lesser, no doubt about it. They'll be a tick lesser, if nothing else. You know, their management, their analytics group will have sheets and reams of paper that say, hey, in this situation, 7th inning, 8th inning, 9th inning, whatever it might be, I don't think we're not going to see somebody pinch hit for that team at some point late in the game when it might matter. Hopefully it doesn't matter as much because you're winning these baseball games with a little bit of breathing room. Bullpen yesterday, real quick, what do you think?
I thought they were okay. You know, Minter comes in and gets charged with a couple of runs as Luke Jackson let those 2 inherited runs score. But I thought it was what we saw from Martin was good. Certainly from Smith in that 9th inning was terrific. And I like what we've seen from Shane Green. Look, I will chalk up that first appearance we saw from Shane. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He gives up the home run, rust. But other than that, I mean, he has been really, really good. And I expect to see him. Maybe not in those 6th inning roles. Maybe he works his way into a 7th or 8th inning setup type situation. Yeah. But I thought it was fine. I thought the bullpen was just they got the job done yesterday.
Yeah, we called it. I said it was an adult do-over for Shane Green on the first one.
Right.
Now, when you replace, whether it's Grant Dayton or somebody else, I really think with Shane Green, I have an 8th inning guy replacing a 5th or a 6th inning guy. And that's my trade up. That's my notch up. Well, Green really hasn't worked his way back towards the back into the game yet, but I agree with you. I think that's the plan. I think mentally he's been around long enough where I'm not sure you have to ease him into this whole thing. Maybe they just want to look, see. Maybe there were matchups that said, no, this is the best time to bring him in. And when you're winning, you certainly don't question any of that stuff. But I do agree with you. Shane Green, to me, becomes really viable on this team, and he becomes more than what he is right now when he's pitching in later in games, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know if you agree. He didn't cost a ton of money. It's not like he just went out and got a big, big wallet type deal. But I do think that his benefit, his worth is going to be tested by me. It's, I think at the end of the year, did he work his way into that 8th inning role? And if he did, that sort of was the way it was supposed to go after he got back here.
Right. And you do it again for what, about $1.2 million, $1.3 million prorated. So that could be a big time bargain for this bullpen moving forward. So a night off tonight, chance to kind of take our take a step back, enjoy some basketball if that's your thing. I had a nice a couple of pieces of salmon on the grill last night with the old lady, and we had a couple of cocktails. I don't know if I think you may have seen my tweet last night. Big thank you to the fine folks at Grey Goose Essences for helping us bring this podcast all summer long. 3 great flavors, 0 carbs, 0 sugar, all natural ingredients, 73 calories per serving. Sat on the back porch last night and enjoyed a little bit of a warm and humid night here in Atlanta, but we had a couple of drinks last night. Want to certainly thank the fine folks at Grey Goose Essences for being along for the ride with us all summer long.
Yeah, we took advantage of Hooters this weekend as well over at the station pre-game. And then, quite honestly, during game, I think there was enough left over, courtesy of Hooters, that we had an opportunity to break bread, mm-hmm. as they like to say, over the course of this weekend. Want to thank Hooters as well as Grey Goose for bringing it to you all season long. Don't forget, hit subscribe. It's the Braves Radio Network. We're here every day. There are some good days. There are some not so good days. There's days like today where you go, okay, good, breathe a sigh of relief. Let's regroup. Let's get ready. Not going to be easy this week. The opponents on paper alluding to. Certainly better than what you faced last week. But I do like the idea that the Red Sox don't get to use the DH. I do like the idea that maybe there's something that works to our benefit and favor over the next couple of nights before St. Louis comes in for four. We shall see, as they say, but enjoy the day off. Everybody listening right now, enjoy your night, enjoy your evening, whether it's NBA, whether it's NHL, anything you might have going on. Enjoy it all, a little bit of family and friends on a Monday. Kevin and I will do it again tomorrow on a Tuesday as the Boston Red Sox come into town.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.